Sharer for Being Your Destiny. In this episode, we're going to look at something that's very, very important. We're going to cover together exactly what stops almost everybody from moving ahead. And you'll understand why if you pay attention throughout the whole show. Too many people go into things and fail. And they usually look outward for reasons why they failed and look for other things to project their failure onto. And sadly enough, that's part of the reason they failed. But the bottom line is there's a real key that enables you to ensure success, however long it takes. Success does not come overnight. You probably know that. Maybe you don't. Or or maybe, like me, you've wanted success to be fast, even though you know that success takes time and takes work. But all the work in the world can be fruitless if you're missing this one thing, if this one thing didn't happen to begin with. And that's mentoring, getting mentor power. And many of you think, oh, that's just what people do because they want to charge people lots of money. Well, there's probably coaches out there that do that just because they want to make lots of money. But you need to look at mentoring from a perspective of getting yourself ahead fast. Mentoring has been the key to my life. It's been the key to all of my successes. And I want to share with you why it's so powerful. What makes it so powerful? Why without it, you will continue to flail. I can't say the word. You'll continue to flail. You'll continue to be stuck in the rut you're in. You'll continue to keep doing what you're doing, which if you're not succeeding, then you'll continue to not succeed. And all of it is mentoring, getting a good mentor, following a particular mentor in what they do and how they do it. So here's a mistake people make about mentoring right up front. They consider whatever, let's say you buy a program online, okay? And then you consider whatever that program is to be your mentor. Well, if that person isn't showing you everything about what they do, not necessarily how they do it, but what they do and guiding you on the process that makes it work from start to finish, that starting your business, putting together the ideas, building your budget, knowing what you're going to sell, knowing who your audience is, da-da-da-da-da, all of those things, all the way up to the point where you're scaling up your business, increasing your marketing, and getting more and more customers and reaching the goals you want, and everything in between, then they are not your mentor. They are just another program you bought that didn't work. And many times the case is the tactic they're teaching does work, but only in the right framework. And without a mentor, you don't know what that framework is. And therefore, it doesn't work for you. Sadly enough, many of these programs never define the full sales process, the full business process. And thus, even though that program they're describing to you probably worked for them, your chances of making it work for you are slim without having the proper guidance and putting it into the right framework. I hope that makes sense. I know you want to believe that it's all their fault anyhow. I don't think so. You bought it. You had a choice to buy it or not buy it. So I'm going to put that right back in your face right away. But let me take you back, okay? Mentoring for me was a lesson I forgot. When I retired from the Navy, I ultimately decided I was going to go in business on my own. I had very limited resources, so I analyzed correctly that using online marketing methods were going to be the most likely way for me to start finding customers and start making sales. Because other advertising methods just were going to be too expensive. I can't afford TV. I couldn't afford TV, radio, massive magazine and offline media publishing and things like that. Printing lots of flyers would get, even though round one was cheap, it, realizing that it takes 7-8 contacts with somebody, the printing and the mailing could become very expensive as well. So I needed to find something a whole lot more cost-effective for me, and that was online, using online media to do so. So many of you have seen it the same way. You realize that it is true. I mean, you cannot deny that online marketing works. I mean, I'm going to give you the biggest example most people are familiar with, and that's Amazon, and all they do is market online. Okay? Online marketing works. That's how they, that's how Amazon became Amazon. All right? It wasn't a fluke. It was because they had a start-to-finish process laid out that they were going to follow and a plan to follow, and they made it work. They had guidance. There was a team of people guiding the ultimate build-up. Yes, Bezos started everything in a garage mailing out shoes to people, but ultimately he received a lot of guidance from venture capitalists and others and investors on how to scale up the business and make it go. He did not do it on his own. He had mentors. All right. I had mentors. In the Navy, I realized that I had mentors. In my very earliest days, when we graduated from college, we all were pretty much on an equal basis, whether people want to admit it or not. People like to make other excuses for other people moving ahead of them and stuff like that, even in the Navy. But the bottom line is, when we got graduated, we selected what we wanted to do, and if we got that choice, we were going to go there. I was going to aviation. Well, one of the common things that happens for aviators just graduating is they get what was known as stashed. That was a temporary assignment somewhere waiting for your date to start flight school to come around. It could typically be 6 months to a year of a wait to get to your start date for flight school. So in that time, I was sent to Washington, D.C., to what was known as the Bureau. And it was in an old building called the Navy Annex, across the street, essentially across the street from the Pentagon. There, I was teamed up with people in what was called data resource management. And, you know, I had choice. Many of the stashes chose just to goof off and look for ways to skate, as we called it. You know, skating meaning doing nothing or as little as possible. But I, on the other hand, wanted to know as much about what they were doing as I possibly could. But I couldn't possibly know the right things without guidance. But two things worked together. My eagerness to know more drew, magnetically attracted, so to speak, we didn't use that term then, people wanting to mentor me. I wanted to produce, so they wanted to mentor. And they did. I had two mentors there. They guided me through everything I could possibly figure out in 6 months, which isn't a whole lot, but it's a lot compared to what a lot of other people did. And in the Bureau, and how the Navy ran, and what I needed to know about what goes on the administrative side of the Navy while I was waiting to go to do what I wanted to do, which was fly, go to flight school. So those two individuals took me and guided me, introduced me to different places, and gave me, they set in place, even though it was a very short time, an understanding that the Navy could be very good to me if I was good to it. And that's really the big thing that I learned from them. So I went on, did my flight school, went to my first squadron. I was in VAW 123. And as I got there, I was eager to do things. But I was given what's considered the worst job to have as a young JO coming to a squadron. It's called the first lieutenant. For all practical purposes, it amounts to being the squadron maintenance man and head janitor. So, and of course, I knew nothing about doing that. So there's two ways you can approach that. Complain that you don't know anything and ask and beg people to do things for you, or figure out how to do them on your own. So I always chose option two, because I knew that was going to move. I already knew that was going to move me ahead faster than going around and complaining that I don't know enough, and so I can't do anything. It was already clear from my brief 6 months at the Bureau that taking action, regardless of what I knew, was the key to moving ahead. I got that from mentoring. So I had people, once again, because I was willing to just start doing things, they were willing to start mentoring me. In the Navy, sometimes it was indirect and sometimes it was direct. But I remember well my first, who I consider my first three mentors. My commanding officer was Ray Button. My executive officer was Bill Leiby. And my department head was Tom Lang. So, as you can imagine, the commanding officer doesn't directly contact you every day. But just by allowing me through the XO and through the department head to do whatever I want and to fail, you know, wherever was acceptable, displayed a lot of confidence and gave me a lot of confidence. He rarely said a thing to me. The XO, he was quite a character, but again, he gave me a lot of leeway to create things any way I wanted. And Tom Lang, well, he drove me like a Mack truck, but for good reason, because I worked directly for him, and he saw that I could handle it, and he saw that I would go out and make things happen one way or the other. And that's exactly what they wanted. So these three became my mentors. They were key to my development. And they guided me. They let me falter so that I would understand lessons of what not to do, where it wasn't dangerous. And of course, they were smart enough to know where things were dangerous and where they weren't. But they weren't afraid to let me do things on my own. Matter of fact, they practically made sure I did things on my own, and they didn't have to do anything because I just did them. Taking action was key. But knowing I had a mentor to fall back on when I really needed some guidance and I couldn't really come up with a solution, which wasn't often, which is what they appreciated, that I would come up with my own solutions. So they were willing to offer solutions and guide me. Their guidance was key. After our first deployment, I was on the USS America, and we spent, oh my goodness, I think it was 183 days underway. Underway, no port visits. So on the way home, we finally got a port visit in Catania, Italy. We went into the club, not the main club, but there was an officer's club in the BOQ. They called it the Fly Trap. Now, if you've ever been on Sicily and Catania, you may well know that there's a lot of flies in the summertime there. A lot. it was unbelievable, and thus the name the Fly Trap. So, in those days, I was still drinking. I don't drink anymore. I haven't drank for 20 years, probably. I can't remember exactly. But in those days I did. I was a young J.O., there were certain peer pressures I felt compelled to do, and that was drinking at the bar, one of them. But, you know, after tossing down quite a few, and we were about to roll out of the bar, Commander Button, the CO, Ray Button, he had gotten told his wife had called him, so he was going to take a phone call. So he walks over to me, and he hands me his flight jacket, his leather flight jacket. Now, he was a Vietnam veteran, a veteran flyer from Vietnam. I was very impressed with the way he handled things, the way he stood up with things, and the way he let me do things the way I wanted. And he walks over to me and hands me his flight jacket and says, "Wayne, you take this." And I was like, "I can't take this. This is your leather flight jacket." And I understand a leather flight jacket is like a treasure to an aviator, okay? It's a treasure. And but Skipper Button insisted. He said, "Take this because you will be a commanding officer one day." All right. Now, those words, as simple as they sound, even though they were said in a bar, I knew he meant it, and it stuck with me. He was a mentor of mine. He gave me the direction I needed, and then he gave me the final push, telling me where I would be. Now, a commanding officer telling a young J.O. that he will be a commanding officer was a powerful statement. And as I look back throughout my career, I know I remember well. Every time I was making a move, I was the goal always was I have to be what Commander Button said I would be, the commanding officer. He said I would be. I did command a squadron because I believed I would do so. I believed I would do so because my mentor told me I could. And if he believed it, how could I not believe? It was not possible. The power of a mentor, the power of his words. It's unbelievably strong. I skipped that lesson when I started my business online. I thought I could do everything on my own. I thought I could do it all. What is it all? Well, literally, I thought everything. I thought I could do anything on my own. I skipped the lesson of the mentor power. So it took me 5 years to get rolling, and I could have done it faster. I imagine I could have really done it with a mentor, become really profitable and strong in two years or 3 years. I'm not going to give myself credit for like these other people do, say, oh, I had my business going in 6 months and I was making millions. Well, they're full of crap. They were not. And they're usually lying. And if you dig into them deep enough, you'll find out the truth. So, but I was willing to do anything it takes to make my business succeed. And after a couple of years and a lot of money spent, I finally realized the lesson of the Navy was that mentoring was so powerful in my success. So why aren't I doing it and building my personal private business? So I finally gave in. I gave in and started doing it. I started finding mentors, real powerful mentors, and I worked with the best. I followed what they did, everything they did from start to finish, not just a program, but worked with them, paid them thousands of dollars to work with them and have them guide me. And ultimately, I did it. I created a successful marketing consulting company, started finally doing my network marketing, and wrote 2 books, created this show, helped other marketers create thousands of dollars in days, built marketing funnels for people, built marketing campaigns for major marketers. I've done so much now. I look back and I almost can't believe it myself. But all of that happened because I started using a real mentor and stopped jumping from one program to the other. If you're selling if whatever you're selling has a legitimate demand and is a quality product, then the reason you fail at it is because you just aren't doing it right. Not because the program sucks or they aren't doing enough for you. That's an excuse. The reason it doesn't work is because you haven't got the correct mentoring to guide you, and your commitment is not to yourself. And when your commitment is to yourself, when you recognize it's you that is making it difficult for you to succeed. And if you look right now and you see you don't have a mentor, then you are missing out. Now, I have an easy way for you to get started. It's an online coaching program that's free so that you can understand how to start a business. And it takes you through the starting of it and the scaling up of it, and gives you lots of options of where to go, and does not, in fact, it's free. WayneSharer.com. You just go to my website, WayneSharer.com, and you register. It costs you nothing. You put your name in the little register form, and when you do that, it will immediately take you into the first page of the coaching program. It is a mentoring program. Now, there's nothing better than personal mentoring, but the program is a mentoring program, not some tactic, okay? It's to guide you. to guide you and point you to where you should go and give you ideas on what to consider and moving ahead. If you follow it, it's a 30-day program. It'll get you profitable and scaling up in 30 days or less. I guarantee that. If you do it, it will create that for you. It is mentoring. It will make you understand the power of mentoring if you do what the mentor says. Now, this is the other challenge. Many of you like to try to tell your mentor what to do. Now, I personally, I fire my client when they start doing that. He did not hire me to tell me what to do. When you hire me as a consultant or as a mentor, you hired me to guide you what to do. So if you believe you know more about what to do than me, then you don't need me. Got it? It's pretty simple. So that's the same goes with the doing the online mentoring. It's kind of a test for you. Are you willing to do what it says? If you aren't, well, of course, the great thing is it's free. So you can go in there and start doing it. And if you think you know more than the program, and even though you're failing at making any money at all from your sales online or building out a process, then you can just stop doing it. Most of you will. I know that. But the smart ones will figure out this is a real plan. This is what I need. And you'll move ahead. Many of my clients come directly from there. I'm a marketer. So yeah, it's set up. So yeah, I can pick up clients from there. Sure. But that isn't my goal right here, right now. Is to get you started mentoring and understanding the importance of mentoring and giving you a free way to start on understanding that. So go to WayneSharer.com right now. There is no risk. Even if I send you emails you don't want, you can opt out. I mean, the risk is zero. All that could happen is you succeed wildly, that you get out of your job, that you stop being under the control of somebody else, that you end the frustrations of things not working, that you understand that you are on a path towards success. Because I have taken everything my mentors taught me, and much of it was the same from the different mentors, and then put it into this program. It's as simple as that. So you're getting what I spent tens of thousands of dollars for free the first 30 days. It'll get you profitable. If you do it, you will be profitable. It's that simple. WayneSharer.com. Go there. Get started right now. All right. I'm your host, Wayne Sharer. This was Being Your Destiny. I'll see you on the next episode.